Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, hello. How's things? Yeah, let's do
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Just having some fun. You've got to have fun what we do, guys. And, we've got to have fun what we do. Now, today's topic is like a brief one on thinking about mental distortion, which is a big thing, you know, for anxiety. I thought I'd come up here, and because this will be a part two to this this particular podcast right now, where I'll have one of my coaches, and we'll briefly discuss this is what's happening very soon, like tomorrow I'll be doing a podcast under the banner of exclusive anxiety coaching. I'll be putting that on together tomorrow with a wonderful Cassandra, and we'll be talking again on this particular topic, the mental distortions of anxiety. Keywords we'll be looking at is aberration. The word aberration, it's a natural phenomena. And the point is, it's part of the learning, our learning procedure, the way we learn things. And, you know, we should always take ourselves not too seriously when we muck up. We're taking things too much personal. If we can get rid of this personal, you know, get the person that becomes so personal. We should have more humor, because when we're learning something, it's like we've got to punch through that wall, right? And the wall is simply self-repairable. This wall of the unconscious world is so super, super strong. And if you just get a little bit of a hole in that area, you know, punch a little hole in it and produce our thoughts are all light, and our light goes into the unconscious world and it starts to register, and that becomes a habit. It's like saying going through the eyes of a needle. You know, we need to do that. Remember that wall. The wall is the unconscious wall. It's unpenetratable sometimes. And when we learn new things, we got to repeat until we get it. So, this unconscious wall, it's a wall that you can't see, but you can feel. It's very frustrating, and it does cause anxiety. It causes aberrations and the natural distortion of the mind. And creates its mental constructs for us. It has the ability to distort, delete, and make things general. It's only protecting itself. It's protecting itself because it doesn't want us to get overwhelmed. Because it also doesn't want us to interfere with the operating programs or patterns it already has in it, or already built into it. So whatever is instilled there. And like in psychology, we need to dig deep and find out what is actually the root causes of our, you know, of what, how we behave, how we perceive, how we you know, aberrate how we, how their mind is biased. And yeah, nothing's as real as you think it is, or nothing, what you see is a different shade of what it is, and but we tend to believe what it is. So bit of a trip on that one. Yeah, so just the format of our discussion for under the banner of anxiety coaching exclusive programming. That's available. This will be taped on that later. It'll be put on there. The topic is going to be just a general discussion. We always start with a general discussion on anxiety, or a topic of anxiety, and this one is going to be once more mental distortion and how come we react the way we do. It goes a bit deeper than that. We might even go into something called something. Might even go in there and do also the FOP strategies, which is quite used in psychology. It's called, you know, you must be able to feel it to learn something. You must be able to take ownership of something. Then we can then go into the processing of what we're trying to learn. So there, that's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to go in there. And then what we'll do is we'll go into one-to-one coaching with my coachee. And, you know, everyone has anxiety, but sometimes we need to, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved, right? Problem shared is a problem halved. And when we can actually, you know, talk about it, you know, we might find our own solutions that way, because we bypassing the, you know, or getting into the unconscious world that way, when we can actually share most, like I said, that wall we need to penetrate through is always consistently, never ending, consistently creating the wall again. Sometimes it actually makes the wall a bit thicker, so we gotta, you know, again, we gotta work twice as hard to get through the wall, the unconscious wall. Yeah, and then we'll go into a meditation on it, so we can do a meditation on the mental distortions and anxiety. I look forward to doing that. And I'll be leading a meditation on that. And then the fourth part is, how do we implement the lesson of today's lesson? You know, what we've learned. So we don't distort, delete, and make things general, but we want to contain the information. We want to be able to shine that light through, even though we get a minute, you know, a little bit of a micro time of, you know, moving through our, putting our light and thought into the unconscious and creating new patterns and behavior and thinking. And the whole aim is to relax. Take it easy and relax. Another thing is, if we can, ours, when we form our habits, and this is from the book of Atomic Habits, if we stop fighting our habit creation, and actually enjoy it and love it, we put more light into it, and then we find that we create the habit really quicker, much quicker. So there's always a saying that love what you do and do what you love. We have to love the process of making habits, not hate them, not push them, not be fearing them, you know. And we must be all, if we want to create habits, it's in the book by James Clear, The Atomic Habit. If you want to make habits, we got to make the habits pleasurable. All habits must be pleasurable. Okay, that was a little bit introduction of what's coming through. But I can kind of share with you guys a little bit about a preview of the topic. Let's go preview the topic on this particular topic. So a mental distortion, anxiety, aberration, it's a natural phenomenon. Our mind is very complex, and the complexity is, like, now you know that we have a wall we're going to penetrate through. This is a wonderful concept that we can think about. It is an experience we need to have. We need to feel the experience. We need to observe our reaction, become the observer, and that allows us to process things through. And it's wonderful how much cognition kind of goes into that, and how we can tap into the richness of the unconscious world. We need to be able to interpret this natural phenomena without being fearing it. You know, fear is the fear is like false evidence appearing real. Fear is false evidence appearing real. So how many times have you gone through the process of thinking that this was real for you and over-catastrophizing, over-creating anxiety? It's all false evidence appearing real. It's interesting how that kind of works on a mental scale. Everything's been distorted, deleted. So when we encounter natural phenomena such as interesting, like the vastness of an ocean or the magnificence of a storm, our minds can really struggle to understand, comprehend, and process the enormity of this experience. Enormity. Which leads us to a sense of distortion, where our perception of reality becomes skewed and exaggerated. Sometimes we can call the distortion in psychology an aberration, or we can call it disassociation from what's real. We can get to a level like that where we can get very confused in, you know, when we are actually being struggling with anxiety. And there's no need to fear that. Just give us time to relax. And yes, the wall could be stronger for some of us there. The psych wall, the mental constructs, where all that stuff lives, where our inner self is actually locked into this psych, into our own psych walls, our own houses, our own walls. We need to punch through that with a little bit of light and practicing that light, pushing through that little crack. Because once again, that wall keeps repairing itself quicker than we know. In the end, it's actually trying to protect itself or protect us from, you know, it's just a natural phenomenon. And when we look at the state of mental distortion or anxiety levels, if they increase and rise, and we try to make sense of these overwhelming natural phenomena, but we just relax with the natural phenomena. Relaxing with the natural phenomena. We may feel a sense of uneasiness or fear as a mind tries to grapple with the unknowns, the uncertainty, the fear of the uncertainty, and the incomprehension of it. What I really like, it's like trying to pass through the eyes of a needle. You know, that little bit. It's only a little hole. And then there's only time before that little hole closes up. The eyes of the needle.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where our thoughts, emotions, and are tightly constricted, making it difficult to navigate vastness, you know, into this space, into the mind. Vastness of the natural world, not just external, but the internal, so the two worlds. And it's the internal world where all the gold is, all the beautiful things there, ourself. But thing is, we don't give ourselves enough time or give ourselves relaxation time to find ourselves. The value is there, my friends, in the vastness of the inner self. the natural, wonderful phenomena. And through the understanding of distortion and anxiety, we have the wonderful opportunity to expand our understanding and perception of the world. It is through these moments of discomfort, once again, I repeat that, it is through these moments of discomfort we need to move through and be okay with that, okay with the discomfort, and be okay with the uncertainty, that we can learn and evolve and begin to love the process. We can learn to fop it. Fop it, meaning that we need to be able to feel it, observe everything, and then we can process it. And then we can build this wonderful appreciation of what it is. And like a needle threading through the fabric, our minds can weave through the complexity of natural phenomena, gradually unveiling their mysteries, their beautiful mysteries, and gaining this deeper appreciation for the beauty and intimacy of this world, this wonderful world, this beautiful world we get to live in all around us. So once we get, we're okay with that, okay with everything, and the moment you can say that I'm okay with that, I can handle that, things become okay. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. Another wonderful quote from somewhere. I like to think I can. I am, I can. I'm here because I can. And I'm here because I get to. I get to because I can. Wonderful. Keep repeating, because I get to do this. It doesn't matter where it's I get to experience anxiety or not, and that's okay. But I get to also live in harmony, in peace, in love. So let's just embrace this mental distortion, this phenomena, this anxiety, this aberration. It is a natural phenomena. As valuable as part of our learning journey, without that we can't learn. What's the point? I don't want to be living in boredom. I want to embrace this. It is through these experiences, whatever's going on in our lives, that we can transcend our limitations, open ourselves up to new perceptives and insights. And just as the eye of the needle allows passage of light to thread, our mind can find clarity, understanding amongst this vastness of the natural, beautiful world, and that, let's not be overwhelmed by it. This is a very fascinating area of human aspect, of human life and perception. It occurs when our minds struggle to process. And we get these aberrations. We want to get from A to B, but the aberration is A, B, D, C before we get to D. We need to relax with that, and we can just enjoy the process of it, understand it, not fear it. We'll be able to get from A to B quicker. And then we wouldn't be so personalizing the aberration of what is and what isn't. Then the world around us becomes more gentle, more compassionate, and more with ease, less distortions. And even if there are distortions, we're okay with that. And so when we're faced with vastness, complexity, and natural phenomena, it's very breathtaking, just like a sunset or a powerful thunderstorm in our lives. It's okay. We can come out because you can come through the eyes of the needle, the eye of the needle. Your minds can become overwhelmed. We might find it challenging, but fully grasping the magnitude of the beauty of these experiences, causing our perception to become distorted. We can become very exaggerated, very distorted, and that's okay. Once again, it's okay. Once again, at the same time, the distortion is often accompanied by the sense of anxiety. It is its friend. It follows. Anxiety follows distortion, aberrations, deleteness, generalization. and then we might be fearing this, evoking a feeling of unease and fear within us. It is as if we are standing at the edge of the precipice, unaware and unsure of what lies beyond, and the feeling of sense of vulnerability. We have to learn to be vulnerable. So it's really important for us to recognize once again, I repeat that, recognize that this mental distortion and anxiety are not necessarily negative or abnormal. They're actually normal. We're okay with that. In fact, they can be seen as a natural response to the wonders and the mysteries of the natural world. Our minds are constantly seeking to make sense of our surroundings. And when faced with something vast and inspiring as natural as nature, and it's only natural to experience, again, the degree of distortion and anxiety, to be able to feel it. You're alive. We're alive. Feel that. We must be able to feel that. And if you're an empath, maybe you're overfeeling it. And that's okay too. You just need to find your own space. Find that comfort space again. Find that center. Use any tools or any means to find your center. And knowing that, once again, emphasize it's beneficial for us to, for our learning, to know this, for our growth. Through the idea, moving through discomfort and the uncertainty, allowing it to pass through us. And we are now then allowed or permitted to push and extend our understanding and challenges over preconceived notions. To understand that, our preconceived notions. Very powerful. It is like passing through the eyes of a needle, where we are actually forced to confront our limitations and to push us beyond of what we know, beyond the beyond of our consciousness. And when we navigate through the mental distortions and anxiety, we have the opportunity to gain deeper appreciation for the natural world. We can develop a heightened sense of curiosity and wonder. And as we strive to unravel, to work out these mysteries, to be able to fop it, feel, observe them, and also then fop it and process it. It is through these processes that we can cultivate a deeper connection with the world around us and really create this sense of awe, beautiful awe and reverence for this beauty of life. And guess what's happening there? When we say, oh, the more awes that we have in life, the more wonder, create the habit of wonder, wonderness, like a child. Wow, wonder. Beautiful, isn't it? My friends, mental distortion, anxiety, aberration, is a natural phenomena. It's part of our life, part of our perception, part of the lens that we look through, and the learning process, it's all good. It's only when we go bad on it that things, and we create this wall, actually we're helping the wall recreate itself, the mental psychic wall. It is through these distortions, anxiety, that we can expand our understanding, go beyond the endeavor, and challenge our assumptions, challenge, question, and develop this deeper connection with the natural world. So, my friends, let us embrace this unique aspect of human experiences and continue to explore, appreciate the wonders of nature with open minds and hearts. My friends, this is just a little bit of what we're going to be discussing. My coach here now will receive this information, and I look forward to her perception, interpretation of this podcast. And we'll start our coaching with this topic again, and we'll have a much more grounded approach to it. Well, until then, wishing you a wonderful day. This is Nick Chancellor. Holistic Health, Coach for Anxiety. Hope you found this valuable. If you find that someone else can be listening to this, it might help their lives. Just to get a different perception of what is actually happening within us and whether and with our inside world and outside world. You never know. It could actually save someone's life. Also, my friends, if you feel inclined to donate towards this program, it would be much appreciated. There'll be a link available under exclusive content. Please become a member and also pass this along to someone else. It's the value of a cup of coffee. The value of a cup of coffee per week. Per month. And having said that, my friends, it's time to go and hope to catch up with the next podcast. And for those that have joined us, welcome. Joined us, the newbies, welcome and welcome aboard. So, all the best and namaste, my friends.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.